Listeners like you make living on Earth possible each week. Please contribute today by clicking on the donate link to the left of the page. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. A few weeks ago, we featured music from the Kurzweil synthesizer and a conversation with its creator, Ray Kurzweil. He's a renowned inventor. He's created robots and reading machines for the blind, as well as the synthesizer, and now he's using his knowledge and skills to imagine the future. He explains them in his latest book, The Singularity Is Near, When Humans Transcend Biology. Part of that transcendence, he believes, will be a dramatic improvement in human health. As he explained when we visited him in his Kurzweil Technologies office outside of Boston, Massachusetts, that's because he's faced his own health problems, a personal battle with diabetes that set him thinking.
I do have an interest, acute interest in health. I developed type 2 diabetes about 20 years ago. Tried the conventional approach, actually made things worse. So I developed my own approach using nutritional supplements and nutrition and lifestyle. Overcame my diabetes. I've had no indication of diabetes for the last 20 years. But it did actually, more than just dealing with this one specific health challenge, gave me the idea that we can really overcome our health challenges with the right ideas. And it really put me on this path of really addressing health challenges. So I encountered another health challenge, which was middle age.
That's a challenge familiar to many of us, but Ray Kurzweil thinks he's beaten it with a regimen of dozens of vitamins and nutraceuticals. Now, he may look like he's in his late 50s, but he says, according to blood tests and lab results, his body acts more like it's 40. He's collaborated with physician Terry Grossman on a book to chart the way to extending healthy life. It's called Fantastic Voyage, Live Long Enough to Live Forever.
The basic thesis is that there are three bridges to dramatically extending our life, to radical life extension. And what I've been talking about now is bridge one, using today's knowledge and our knowledge of ourselves to develop a personalized approach to addressing your own health challenges, whatever they may be, to bring us, particularly us baby boomers, in good shape only 10 or 15 years from now, where we'll have bridge two, which is the full flowering of the biotechnology revolution, where we really will have the means of reprogramming our biology.
You say this with great confidence. It's not we're likely to, or you say this as if it's done already.
Well, we actually do have the means of reprogramming the basic principles of our biology. We can turn genes off. That's a new thing. Now, health and medicine is transforming from a pre-information era where we really did not have information models of how biology worked. It was really hit or miss. So here's something lowers blood pressure. We don't know why this works, and there was no theory of operation, and invariably, these kinds of drugs had many side effects. The new paradigm is to really understand a disease process and an aging process as a set of information processes and reprogram them. Not that each of these techniques is guaranteed to work, but it's a much more powerful methodology. And the really important point comes back to what I said earlier, that now that health and biology and medicine are becoming information technologies, they're subject to what I call the law of accelerating returns, which is this doubling of the power of these technologies every year. And you could see it in the Genome Project. The amount of genetic material we've sequenced has doubled every year, very smoothly, for the last 15 years. The price has come down by half every year. So things that were not feasible before are becoming quite affordable. And 10, 15 years from now, it's going to be a very different world in our ability to reprogram these information processes.
So, information and understanding about how the body functions and the ability to manipulate these processes. Ray Kurzweil says that's the second bridge, the key to better health in the medium term. Next comes bridge three.
Bridge three is nanotechnology, the quintessential application. I used to say killer app, but people didn't actually like that in the context of health, is nanobots. Basically, blood cell-sized devices that can go inside the bloodstream and actually perform therapeutic functions inside. By the 2020s, this will be quite routine to send millions or billions of these nanobots, as they're sometimes referred to keep us healthy from inside and also go inside our brain and expand our mental functioning.
So what kind of lifespan do you expect when these kick online?
Ultimately, there's really no reason why they can't reverse any kind of damage that occurs. I mean, how long does a house last? Well, it depends on whether or not you take care of the house. If you have a policy that you're very aggressive, anything goes wrong, you immediately fix it. Occasionally, you upgrade systems like the HVAC. The house can go on indefinitely. In fact, we do have structures that have lasted thousands of years. Now, why doesn't that apply to the house we live in, our bodies? Well, one difference is we understand how a house works. We know how to fix all the things that go wrong with a house because we created houses, so we understand their principles of operation. We don't yet have all that knowledge about our bodies. We don't have a full understanding of biology, so we can't fix everything that goes wrong. But that's my thesis, that within about 20 years, we will have fully reverse-engineered biology, and we will have the means, through biotechnology and nanotechnology, to fix anything that goes wrong, ultimately at the cellular level and at the molecular level, with nanobots going inside our body and fixing each cell if something goes wrong. That really would enable us to live indefinitely. It's a little bit different than a guarantee. I mean, you could end up in an explosion somewhere or something, but it really will extend our human longevity indefinitely. According to my models, we will be adding more than a year every year to your remaining life expectancy in about 15 years. So as you go forward a year, your life expectancy will move on away from you.
And part of making life longer, just as you replace broken or worn-out parts of a house, is replacing and upgrading biological components in our bodies.
So we'll be replacing at different levels cells, tissues, even whole organs, with machines that perform much better. And our thinking takes place in the interneural connections in our brain. They're very slow. They send signals using chemical signals, which travel a few hundred feet per second. Electronics is a million times faster. So ultimately, we'll be able to re-engineer our bodies and brains to be much more capable.
Upgrade, huh? We're going to be upgrading ourselves.
Right.
So at what point does the upgrade become, rather than us, a machine?
Well, we have this idea of a machine as something less than us. It's kind of a pejorative. But that's because the machines we've met are, in fact, much less than human beings. But that's what's going to change. Because of this exponential growth of the complexity of our technology will be as complex and as subtle and as supple as our biological friends by the late 2020s, 2030s, and, in fact, be derived from human design. And, in fact, humans are going to incorporate a lot of this technology for better health and better communication and better intelligence and memory. If you talk to a human being in 2035, a biological human, they're going to have a lot of non-biological thinking going on inside their brain. It's going to be a hybrid of biological and non-biological thinking. And the non-biological thinking will expand because of this law of accelerating returns. Not because it's self-replicating, but that's just the nature of our technology. It doubles in capability every year. But in my view, it's still human thinking. It's an expansion of our civilization, which has always been a human-machine civilization.
That was the second of a two-part conversation we had with Ray Kurzweil, the man. Ray is an inventor and author of the book that explains his vision for the future, The Singularity is Near, When Humans Transcend Biology.